And now it's time for your letters. Listener Susan Shane of Charlottesville, Virginia, was moved to tears, she writes, when she heard our interview with Commander Bernd Kubir. He was the German naval officer whose ship paid tribute to American sailors on September 11th by raising the Stars and Stripes over that German ship. A heroic moment, she writes. Thanks for sharing it. John Maltese of Athens, Georgia, had a personal connection to our story about Thomas Edison's invention of the phonograph. He writes, "My great-great-grandfather, Theodore Carman, worked in Edison's Menlo Park laboratory, and his daughter, my great-grandmother, Maria Carman, was the first person ever to sing into Edison's phonograph." Mr. Maltese sent us a tape of a 1971 radio interview that his great-grandmother gave to Ray Norman on station WOBM in New Jersey. At that time, Maria Carman Campbell was 102.
And what did you say on that record?
I don't remember much except they want me to sing "Mary Had a Little Lamb." And I didn't want to, I was bashful. I didn't want to sing. And so they promised me if I could, they'd let me look through their telescope.
Listener John Maltese notes that his great-grandmother's house was just down the road from Edison's Menlo Park lab and was one of the first in the world to get electricity. Maggie Rose Smith of Cambridge, New York, fired off an email after hearing last night's interview with Dave Pilkey, the author of the Captain Underpants series. "Dear NPR, you said that Captain Underpants is the perfect book for boys. I'm a 10-year-old girl, and I own all the Captain Underpants books and have read them several times. Captain Underpants is not just for boys." And Chuck Kalal of Newport Beach, California, said he was left speechless by Jennifer Ludden's interview with Alan Pepper, the owner of The Bottom Line, a Greenwich Village cabaret that may soon close because it owes back rent to the landlord, New York University. He writes, "Magical musical moments, and the all-time best intents notwithstanding, if the owners cannot pay the rent, they should be evicted. How do they differ from a family in which the wage earners have lost their job? Sadly, there are no free rides anymore. If there ever were." If you think we've gotten something wrong or right, send us your comments at watc@npr.org.